Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
In fact, we've had a listener say, what is the name of this program? So it's called The National Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, The National Pulse. And we call it that because the plan is to reflect the issues that reflects the national pulse in our country. What gets us thinking? What gets our pulses racing? What are the biggest issues in the country every single day? And we reflect that. That's why the National Pulse. Okay, but there's also issues about exclusion and inclusion and who goes where. Now, we find this a really fascinating story about an attempt being made to raise funds for university students, and there's a whole story around that. So let's get to, firstly, let me welcome Dr. Mariki Lutz, who's a first-year chemistry lecturer at Marty's, Stellenbosch University. Good chatting to you, Dr. Lutz. Appreciate your time.
Ashraf, good afternoon. Thank you so much for the opportunity of talking to you today.
Thank you. Now you are this chemistry lecturer who wants to go cycling for 600 kilometers. Give me the connection.
Yes. So this is actually, what a privilege to join this, for me to share this campaign and this challenge and this journey with you. My family and I have cycled 600 kilometers over Easter weekend, actually. We took 6 days to cycle the 600 kilometers. And it was all, to make people aware of students in need of financial support. And I'm talking about bright students in need of financial support. And also, we know there's so many students in need of just the basics, like food. So I decided to tackle this challenge over Easter weekend to start, raising funds and giving people the opportunity who had the privilege of receiving tertiary education, the opportunity to give something back to these bright students, hardworking students, who need some financial support. In order to...
All right, so I think your target was about 60,000 rands,
that's
right?
That's right,
And you've done the challenge already, right? I mean, the six-day challenge, because that started. So that's completed. So you were fit enough, you're all fine, right?
Yes, that's right,
Has the target been met?
We've reached a point where we have about 40,000 rand now, and we have a few initiatives that we have in mind to try and get to the 60,000 or even more than the 60,000.
Yeah. And this is for one student, right?
Yeah. So that would bring one student through at least 1 year of undergrad studies.
Yeah. Can you tell me more about that student?
Okay. So the initiative was... it started out when I met with a student in my first year class 2 years ago. His name is actually Blessed. A very bright student. He got above an average of 75% in his first year chemistry. But then I realized that this student does not have food on the table at that stage. He was about to be kicked out of his accommodation. And somehow my paths crossed with this student, and I realized I need to start doing something to help students in his situation. So he was fortunate enough to somehow we managed to get an NGO to help him through his first year and eventually through his second year, and he's in his third year now.
Mm. And I think that's something that we often tend to forget, that one thing is having access to education, in terms of grades coming from very, very disadvantaged backgrounds. But the other is the lifestyle challenges that one faces when, say, leaving a rural community to get to university with no support whatsoever. And, I mean, yours is an example of that, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, this student, the first time I met him, he was on his way to write his first test. And he was actually, unfortunately... just the week before that, he was robbed from his cell phone and his bag and everything. So he already had challenges when he arrived at Stellenbosch within the first term. So there's a lot of challenges that we're not always even aware of that students struggle with. And they actually have to focus on their academic career.
Yeah, true. Okay, what in terms of now you got 40,000 rands, so there's a 20,000 shortfall. Right, give us a contact number, portal, whatever it is that somebody listening to say, hold it, man, I want to champion this cause.
Yeah, thank you so much for that opportunity. So I'm going to give you my cell phone number and I'm also going to give you my email address. We're working through a give and gain campaign, but anyone can contact me on 083-39-11106. That's 083-39-11106. Or my email address is mlutz, it's mlutz, at sun, which is sun.ac.za.
Okay, got that. And I'll tell you what, I mean, feel free to even tag SAFM Radio and myself, by the way, on social media platforms, and I'll gladly share that too.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Much appreciated. There we are. Fascinating story there of Dr. Mariki Lutz. Impressed enough by a student, Blessed Muyanga, has done well, but huge challenges around financial issues, and they needed 60,000 rands, and she's embarked on this cycling, 600-kilometer cycling trip over 6 days.